That was my first sign. I knew something is off. Listen, we are pattern-driven humans, okay? And when the pattern is disrupted, when things are not going as they always do, it is a sign. You've got to learn to recognize it as an entrepreneur, because if you don't, you're gonna kill yourself.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Welcome back to another episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur. This is your host, Anik Singhal. And listen, my energy is going to be a little bit off on this episode, but I didn't want to skip. I wanted to make one for you anyways. And today I'm going to talk about a place where I make mistakes, all right? So just because I'm the fighting entrepreneur doesn't mean I don't make mistakes. And I was initially going to skip this episode. I didn't want to talk about what I'm about to talk about in this episode publicly, but I figured, you know what? Hey, let's all be real. And I think a lot of you might actually resonate and relate to the topic today, extreme stress. Now, what the heck is extreme stress? Extreme stress is stressed at such a degree that you get sick, like very sick. And I'm going to give you a little picture right now. So I am in my home, but I'm currently getting an IV of a very, very strong medication that I get every 8 weeks, but we had to rush it this time and bump it up by a week and a half. And I'm also on another regimen of very, very strong medication, stuff I haven't had to take in years now. And I was hoping I'd never have to take again, but I did have to take it starting 3 days ago. So let's talk about this. What's going on? Why? And what can you learn from this? And what mistake did I make? And I'm confident it was my mistake that led me to where I am currently right now. And so here's the deal. Those of you who've been listening to me for a while or who may know me, you know that I've got a health condition. And it's painful. It's not an easy one to deal with. I have a very advanced case of Crohn's disease. I've had it for 2 decades now. I've had multiple surgeries. I've 13 surgeries to be exact, one of which they didn't even know if I would survive. It's pretty, it's one of those Hollywood stories if we want to get into it one day. Now, about 5 years ago, exactly to date, about 5 years ago, I discovered that I have an extreme allergy to gluten. And I went off of gluten, and ever since then, my health has been much better. I can't say it's been great. It's been much better. I haven't had to take some extreme medication, actually, in 5 years. And so, with my improving health, I think I began to put more and more stress on myself, more and more physical, mental, you know, and it's this whole nature that entrepreneurs have, right? Of go, 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 just go out and, race, 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 and keep moving forward and keep hustling. And I'm definitely a victim of that, or I'm guilty of that, I should say, because I definitely do it. And I'm not saying you shouldn't, but what I'm saying is that an entrepreneur needs to learn to recognize signs. And so today, what I want to do is talk about recognizing signs, and then I want to give you 3 tips to very quickly escape extreme stress. Now, I don't care what kind of health condition you have, all right? I don't even care if you don't have a health condition. Stress is scientifically proven to really, really screw things up. It messes with our bodies in a very physical way. Now, for those of you younger entrepreneurs out there, okay, I know that this isn't going to carry much, much, much weight for you. Now, I'm not that old. I'm 35, but I will tell you that in my 20s, this carried very little impact. You know, I could go long, long, long hours. But as you get a little older, stress and your conditions that you put yourself through make a deep impact on your body. And so what happened with me, and it's funny because now that I reflect back to when this started, it wasn't actually that big of a deal. It was because my diet has been about the same. You know, I've not been traveling. Everything in my life has been about the same, except for about 10 days ago, I started to just look under the hood on a few things, and I just got stressed out. By the way, there wasn't really anything burning. There was no building on fire. There was really, if I look back, no reason to have that much stress. It was completely self-imposed, self-created. It was due to expectations that I've created around myself, around my business, around my life, and other people or other situations were actually not meeting those expectations. And I stressed myself out. Not because I'm angry at those people, not because I'm angry at my life or at the situation, but if anything, disappointed and angry at myself. A lot of us entrepreneurs, we tend to be pretty hard on ourselves. Now, that's a good thing and that's a bad thing, right? It can create a tremendous amount of stress. And for the most part, we use it to channel it for positive improvement. But there are times when it can get out of our hands and escape us and take a life of its own. And that's exactly what happened to me, you know, a couple weeks ago. And it was just one or two things back to back that I realized that made me really question why I hadn't stepped in before, why I hadn't seen it before, what was happening, what was going on. And I got disappointed in myself. I just thought, wow, this isn't good leadership on my part. And I think it was that disappointment. That's something probably I haven't really faced or felt in years that just spiraled out of control for me. Now, I didn't really particularly feel that my stress was anything out of the ordinary. Now I look back and I'm like, yes, I absolutely was. But all I know is I woke up one morning, the next morning. So I went through about 2 days of this. I wake up on, let's say, the morning of the third day, and oh boy, my stomach is not feeling good. Things are not good. And again, I've had like these mini flares in these situations. I'm like, ah, that's okay. It'll be fine. But what did I do? That was my first sign. I knew something is off. Listen, we are pattern-driven humans, okay? And when the pattern is disrupted, when things are not going as they always do, it is a sign. You've got to learn to recognize it as an entrepreneur, because if you don't, you're going to kill yourself. I mean it. So for me, that was a first sign. I should have known at that very moment that I need to do something because I'm experiencing an extreme stress situation, whether mental, whether physical, it was showing, it was manifesting into my body. But I didn't. I continued to do what I was doing. I went right back into the belly of the beast within an hour of even realizing something is wrong. That was my sign. It was that very day, that very moment, I should have initiated one of my three tips for saving yourself from extreme stress. So as an entrepreneur, I want to talk to you about this. I want you to get used to your rhythms. I want you to know your patterns. I want you to know how your day is going. I want you to recognize when things take a sudden shift of stress, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. I want you to start learning the rhythms of your business, of your surroundings, of the people around you. And I want you to be very aware of when those things also take a shift, positive or negative, and learn to react, learn to respond to those situations. The quicker, the more swiftly, and the more humbly you respond to each of those situations is going to directly control your ability to succeed. I mean this, and this is coming from a guy right now who's lying down, who's strapped down and getting IV meds dropped into his body, who's been sick as a dog for 9-10 days, reflecting back, knowing very well the moment I could have turned this scenario into a different direction. So what did I do? What did I do finally when 3 days ago I realized it's time to step back? Just so you guys know, the cost of this, a cost of not recovering and not doing something at the moment that I felt I should have, has been that I missed my friend's bachelor party, my best friend's bachelor party. I had to bow out of it. I can't go to traffic and conversion. This was going to be the first year I was going to go to support Sendlane, which is one of the companies I'm co-founder of, at a booth at traffic and conversion. I've never been to traffic and conversion. I was excited. I was looking forward to seeing everybody. And yet, instead, now everyone's over there having a great time, and I'm at home strapped down having an IV therapy and trying to recover from a pretty serious situation. So I don't want you to feel bad for me. This is a self-created scenario. I want you to understand that I recognize the mistake I made where I made it, and I just want you to start being aware of what you're doing to yourself. And remember one thing, health is wealth. People tell me that all the time. The more I mature, the more I understand the meaning of that. Health is wealth. Right? So because I didn't take care of myself that moment I had a chance, I just am going through all of this. So anyways, I'm kind of ranting at this point. What did I finally decide to do? It's exactly 3 days ago when I realized things have gotten out of control. You know what? I put my phone away, I put my laptop away. You can't understand how hard it was for me. How hard. And it wasn't because I had self-control. I was just that ill. I physically could not work. I physically could not stare at my laptop. It's what it took. My body screamed for rest to a degree. It had to take me there. So what ended up happening? I laid in bed, I drank liquids, and I binged watched Netflix. Lo and behold, the one time in my life I may ever give you the advice, my first tip to escaping extreme stress, binge watch a TV show. It's actually funny because as soon as I would start watching it, I would be distracted. I would be paying attention to something else. And the minute the episode would end, if I was decided to take a break or walk downstairs, my stomach would start to hurt. I'd start to feel sick again. And my wife would joke, she'd say, turn the show back on, turn the show back on. You're better when it's on because I'm distracted, right? Well, I did that for a day and a half. I can't tell you how much better I feel right this minute. Not only have I had great meds put into me and doctors, you know, that leapt into action, but just I gave my mind a break. So yes, it's okay sometimes to do the very things that everyone else out there says don't do, such as binge watch. That's tip number one. Tip number two is get out of the house and go somewhere. Now, that wasn't an option for me in this scenario for a variety of reasons I'm not going to get into. But I know that when I've gone on vacations, takes me a couple of days to unplug, but by day three or four, when I do, man, does it feel good. And by the end of my vacation, I am so eager to get the heck back and to get back to work, and I'm invigorated, I'm empowered, I'm energetic. So I challenge you, if you see something coming on, a major stress situation, something's got you really disrupted, just get out. Keep yourself busy. Go do something. Something that doesn't allow your mind to think about the work, to retreat back to stress. Something that keeps you busy, you know? And the third one is get yourself a detail-oriented hobby. Now, this is another one that I do practice. And coming this spring, I'm going to start flying lessons because I'll tell you something. If I'm controlling a plane 7,000 feet in the air, trying to learn how to fly, I ain't thinking about my stresses and my business. I'm thinking about staying alive. Got my mind onto something different. But right now, for now, I love plastic models, like car models. And I don't know if you guys have ever been to those hobby arts and craft stores where you get those little plastic kits and the little pieces and you glue them together and then you paint the thing. I love doing that. Built a whole little workshop for myself in my garage when we moved into our house, and I had never really used it. Well, I'm getting it back up in line today. I'm hoping to take the next couple of days and just play and just have fun there, be a kid again, and get my mind off of the things that are stressing me out and onto things that are more enjoyable. So number one, listen, find a TV show, binge watch the crap out of it, watch a ton of movies, get anything that can get your mind out of the current situation. Number two, get out of the house, go somewhere, go on a vacation, go to the beach, anywhere again where you can keep yourself busy. Number three, find yourself a detail-oriented hobby, something that allows you to really zone in on something completely different and not your current stress. But all I can tell you right now is please, entrepreneurs, be more aware of your day-to-day, moment-to-moment things that are happening, positive or negative. If you see things falling out of pattern, leap into action. Don't wait for your body to have to do it for you. Leap into action. Extreme stress is deadly. It can really, really ruin your health. And entrepreneurs are so much more susceptible to it than many other professions from what I've seen, simply because of how hard we are on ourselves, not outside external conditions. This is about how hard we are on ourselves. So listen, this is a fighting entrepreneur right here, okay? Telling you from probably the lowest of lows I've had, I'm just opening up to you and confessing that I do this too, and it happens, and it's okay if it happens to you too. Just learn to get out of it, all right? Do me a favor, come on, go over to iTunes, make sure you hit subscribe, leave a review for The Fighting Entrepreneur, head over to onicpodcast.com for show notes, make sure you go to learn.com, L-U-R-N.com, get your free lifetime membership to our entrepreneurship community with tons of free courses, awesome stuff, and of course, remember, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Go escape extreme stress. I'll see you soon on our next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.